Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5, it is Drive with Beck and Jazeel, and today is National Sorry Day. This is when we remember and acknowledge the mistreatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who were forcibly removed from their families and communities. Ian Hamm is chair of the Healing Foundation's Stolen Generations Reference Group, a Yorta Yorta man and a Stolen Generation survivor himself. He joins us now on the phone. Kaya Ian.
Kaya Ian.
Hi, how you going?
Doing very well. Now, first off, what is the Healing Foundation Stolen Generation Reference Group? Can you tell us about it?
Okay. Look, so the Healing Foundation was established after the apology by Kevin Rudd, and its role was to look at what are the needs of the stolen generations, what are the services they need, what advocacy do they need, what supports they need at a national level. And the reference group is a group of stolen generations people. We provide expert advice from a stolen generations perspective to the Healing Foundation so they can plan their policies and programs and the work that they do.
Oh, brilliant. Awesome. And how do you mark and remember Sorry Day?
Yeah, it was really interesting today because I guess Sorry Day this year has been a bit overtaken by, obviously, we had a federal election on the weekend, and also the focus has really been on treaty and Makarrata and constitutional recognition in the past few days. So I guess it was a bit of a low-key day, but I did go up to Kyneton, which is here in rural Victoria. I live in Melbourne, but I went up to Kyneton where the Aboriginal community up there was having a community event today, and they nice of them asked me to speak, so I did that. But I guess on a personal level, it's also a day where I reflect on me, if I want to put it a better way.
Yeah.
What are the continuous effects on the families of the stolen generation?
Yeah, look, the continuous effects is not only those who are taken, but also the generations that come after. So it obviously imparts or has a ripple effect, or rather, it's not a ripple effect, it's a tsunami effect. On estimates are, or research has shown, traumatic events like this can actually trickle down to seven generations.
Wow.
So if you think about that, that's seven generations of Aboriginal people from a person who was removed. So it has a big effect on the Aboriginal community, specifically the stolen children ourselves now. Many of us are getting older. I'm going to be 58 in a couple of weeks. but a lot of the stolen children are older than me, and they're in there, you know, they're well over 60 and over 70. A few have lived to be 80. They're in the last part of their lives. I guess when we think about they've often had lives that are traumatic. They've had lives where they haven't really been able to progress in their lives, or have had an unsettled life is probably the best way of putting it. Now, what that means for us as a country and as a society is we have unfinished business, and we do need to do something about it.
How can then we work together towards better, for lack of a better word, reconciliation?
Yeah, look, one of the things, and I think this goes back to the Bringing Them Home report 25 years ago, the apology by Kevin Rudd, different things state and territories have done, and if recent times, compensation schemes. All this stuff contributes to understanding the narrative of, or understanding what happened to Aboriginal Australia, particularly the stolen children. But it's that story being told and being heard and being understood, not because there's a sense of, it's passing on a sense of guilt or a sense of you own this. It's part of, well, it is a sense of we own it. We all own it as Australians. This is part of the national narrative of Australia. So understanding the story of the stolen children demonstrates a maturity of Australia that we own all the, we not only own the good parts, but we also own the bad parts and the ugly parts. And we're big enough to confront the difficult parts. That's how all this contributes to reconciliation.
That's awesome. Ian Hamm, Chair of the Healing Foundation Stolen Generations Reference Group, thank you so much for giving us some insight into Sorry Day.
Thank you for your time. And actually, Western Australia still hasn't done a redress and reparations scheme for the stolen generations in Western Australia. So Mark McGowan, if you're listening, quite happy to come over and help you out if you need a hand, mate. Just pick up the phone. I'm easy to find.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Ian. We need to hear that.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ian.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.